What I wanted to do was to get away from pathophysiology of brain disease. We'd been studying Alzheimer's and aging and stuff. And I wanted really to understand the structure and functional architecture of the human brain in normals first, because I was coming up intellectually against a barrier. I didn't understand enough about the normal to be able to interpret what was happening in pathology properly. And so we started recruiting. And so Carl Friston, who was had been on a psychiatry rotation, he was going to be a psychiatrist, but he'd done a year of quantum physics at Cambridge, so he knew about statistics. Maria Ron, who was the professor of neuropsychiatry at the National, brought a young man called Ray Dolan along, a registrar. And Ray was full of ideas about emotion and cognition and emotion and memory. And so I got him engaged in a big way, and he started working with us. Chris Frith, someone from the high echelons of the MRC, said to me, "Here, there's this guy who's really experienced. He's out in Northwick Park. We're closing down Northwick Park. He's very interested in schizophrenia. He's done some imaging work. I mean, pretty basic by today's standards." And I met Chris, and actually Chris was very interested. You couldn't recruit him. He was already an established scientist, MRC scientist. So it's a question of wooing him. It took 4 years to woo him. There were one or two of my clinical colleagues, Richard Wise, David Brooks, who were, you know, pushing up from the ranks of registrars and senior registrars, and who really knew what they were doing, and we got them involved.